This is lesson 4 of Makharij and Sifat series. In this lesson, we continue tackling the sounds of the throat, which has 3 articulation points. The farthest part, with the letters Hamza and Ha, which were discussed in lesson 2. The middle part, with the letters Ha and Ayn, which were discussed in lesson 3. And now, in this lesson, we focus on the last 2 letters coming from the nearest part of the throat, which are Kha and Ghain. So, let's get started. The letters Ghain and Kha are almost identical in how they are produced, with very minor differences. Both of these letters make use of the movement of 2 articulators, or pronunciation organs. First, we make use of the root of the tongue, which is the farthest area of the tongue. Second, we also use the soft palate, and the soft palate is that soft part, which is not bony, located at the furthest area of the roof of the mouth. Both Kha and Ghain need these 2 organs to be properly produced. And since Ghain is produced at a point that is slightly deeper than Kha, we're going to start with Ghain. Ghain is produced when the root of the tongue is raised to be almost touching the soft palate. Agh. Agh. Aghniya. Yaghsha. يغشى فراغ. And here we gotta notice 2 important things. Number 1, notice that I said the root of the tongue is almost touching the soft palate, not fully touching, because the sound of Ghain is a continuous sound, which means that it can be extended for as long as you want. أغ أغ يغشى. So, the root of the tongue should not be pressing on the soft palate, but there should be enough space allowing the sound to continue. The second thing is, the sound of Ghain is not produced by pushing air or breath out. It is rather produced by vibrating your vocal cords, which is something that you can feel when you touch your throat with your hand when pronouncing the Ghain. Agh. Agh. You should definitely feel some vibration on your throat. So the root of the tongue is raised to the point of almost connecting to the farthest area of the soft palate, producing the Ghain. Now, moving on to the Kha sound, which is the same movement as Ghain, with a few differences. So, Kha is produced when the root of the tongue is raised to the point of almost touching the soft palate. Kha is also a continuous sound that can be extended for as long as you want, so there is no complete connection or touching between the 2 organs. But the first difference is, the Kha is produced from an area that is slightly after the Ghain, as you can see in this chart. So, Ghain is a little bit deeper than Kha. The second difference is that the Kha sound is a voiceless sound, which means that it is produced by pushing a gush of air through the opening created between the root of the tongue and the soft palate. To understand what I mean, try touching your throat when pronouncing the Kha sound. You should feel no vibration whatsoever, since you should not be using your vocal cords. Ah. Ah. يخرج. يخرج. اختلاف. اختلاف. Now, what are the common mistakes that we should avoid when producing these 2 sounds? We're going to start with the common mistakes of the ghain. The first common mistake is when the root of the tongue is pressed against the soft palate. This is usually caused by exaggerating the pronunciation of ghain, and also happens to most beginners. The result is that the sound will stop, and it will sound more like a qaf rather than ghain. It sounds like this. Al-maqdub yaqasha. While the sound of ghain should flow smoothly and it has the ability to continue. Al-maqdub yaqasha. Yaqasha. The second mistake is if the ghain is followed by qaf, there is a chance of mixing both of these two sounds together or assimilating them into one another, since these two sounds are rather close as to where they come from. The mistake sounds like this. Tuzigh qulubana. Tuzigh qulubana. While it should sound like two separate letters, since these two sounds cannot and should not be assimilated. Tuzigh qulubana. Tuzigh qulubana. The third mistake is adding qalqala to ghain, like that. Ghairil maghdubi alayhim. Ghairil maghdub. This is also a side effect of the first mistake. So pressing too much on the articulator may cause qalqala to happen, to allow the sound to escape. But of course, ghain is not a qalqala letter, so it should not receive any qalqala whatsoever. The last mistake of ghain is mixing its sound with kha. When ghain is surrounded by voiceless sounds, some learners tend to make ghain also voiceless. The result is that it will sound more like kha rather than ghain, like in this word. Istaghfir. Istaghfir. Now the ta and the fa are both voiceless, so for some people it might be difficult to switch from voiceless, voiced, and then voiceless again. But this is of course a serious mistake that should not be made when reciting the Quran, because it can potentially change the meaning of the word. So we should say, Istaghfir. Istaghfir. Finally, there is just one mistake to be avoided with the kha, and that is mixing the sound of kha with kind of the sound of snoring. The snoring sound is produced at an area that is much closer to the opening of the mouth rather than the throat. And this mistake is caused by exaggerating the sound of kha way too much. And it sounds like this. Yakhruj. Yakhruj. Ikhtilaf. Ikhtilaf. And this is of course not correct, because the sound of kha should come from much deeper in the mouth, in fact from the nearest part of the throat. Yakhruj ikhtilaf. So the throat as an area of articulation produces these six sounds or letters from three articulation points. These sounds might be quite challenging in Arabic because of how deep they come from, which makes it almost impossible to observe the movement of the organs. Next lesson, we'll start with the next area of articulation. Do you know which one it is? Let me know in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Quran in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.